Welcome back to the playground. Sports Talk 1050. WTKA, the ticket, online at WTKA.com. Jacob Babbitt playing with the sliders if he hasn't broken them yet. Did you break any more?
No, so that was on the first one. The second one is broke.
The second one is broke. Good.
Right.
So then everything is maxed out on that one. Got it. Jay-Z in studio.
Your boy.
Hova. First, before we get back into it, your guys' thoughts on the Pro Football Hall of Fame class for this upcoming class.
Great. I'm glad to see those guys go in. What was it? Moss, Owens, and who's the other one?
Moss,
Ryan Urlacher,
Ray Lewis.
All right, no. Ant, murder.
Okay. I can't remember who the head coach, former Charger head coach. I have to get the entire list. Hold on.
Yeah, what you coming in, you're not prepping us.
I'm not.
It's like the M zone.
It really is.
All right, Jay-Z, this is your segment. Go ahead and talk.
What do you got? What do you got? That's the question. What do you got?
Yeah, I saw the NFL Honors was on yesterday on the NBC. On the NBC. And I'm like, all right, well, should I check this out? As you can tell, I didn't.
Yep.
Yeah, hook it up.
Hook it up.
All right, so do you have that list yet?
All right, so we got Brian Dawkins, who is on the list. And so kind of goes with the Super Bowl aspect of things with the Philadelphia Eagle.
Right.
Randy Moss.
Deserved.
Yep. Ray Lewis, like we said.
Murder.
Brian Urlacher, Chicago Bears, which, by the way, doesn't look like him at all.
Really? He's changed?
He's got hair now.
He's got hair. He doesn't have a bald head.
What? Usually it's the other way around.
I know. Trust me, I mentioned that to my folks. I'm like, yeah, so he's got hair. And they're like, that looks like a younger version of him. Like, yeah, unfortunately it's not. It's the older version.
New Mexico State, baby.
Yep. Then you've got Terrell Owens, who started his career with the 49ers, which, by the way, he did come out and say that he didn't want to be linked with the 49ers when it came to his, like, his speech. Or, you know, like, as far as the team that he was with.
All right.
Come to find out, you don't have to pick a team.
Yeah, it's not like baseball where you got to wear the cap.
Yeah, it's just a shot of your head. That's what your trophy is.
Yeah, but Eagles, Cowboys, Bills, Bengals, those are his teams.
Yep. Like I said, Brian Dawkins of Philadelphia Eagles.
Also spent time with the Bronx.
That's right. Trying to scroll down some more to find out who else was on the list. People who didn't make the list, I should say, as well. Tight end Tony Gonzalez. Cornerback, Champ Bailey. Safety, Ed Reed. Oh, that's for next year, my bad. Let's see. Ty Law didn't make it. Isaac Bruce. Edgerrin James. The Edge. John Lynch. Those are notable ones that did not make the list.
Yeah, Jerry Kramer did. He's one of the old-timers.
Yep.
After 45 years of eligibility.
Finally, he's getting in.
Yeah, finals at various times in the 70s, 80s, 90s. Spent his entire 11-year career with those Green Bay Packers. Primarily right guard, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Also played a few seasons as the kicker, though. Did you know that?
Guard I did kicker? Not. But then again, I did know that back in the day that there were players that played multiple positions.
Yeah, I remember it was from my childhood.
Kind of like high school. Kind of like high school football, you had to play multiple positions.
62, he led the NFL with 81.8 field goal percentage. Did you know that?
Maybe? No, that I did not. That's actually quite an impressive stat there.
Yeah, I remember in my 60s, you know, when I was young in the 1960s.
Mm-hmm.
He, also, Kramer, I believe he's like a three-time Pro Bowler, maybe five-time first-team All-Pro. And he was also a champion, I believe, on five occurrences, both Super Bowl 1 and 2. 67, 68.
Yeah,
I was just a young child.
Yep. So Jerry Kramer gets in as well. Robert Brazil. Is that how it's pronounced?
Yeah.
Okay. Who was a linebacker as well. He was a finalist for the first time after a 10-year career with the Oilers. He had five straight all-pro selections as well. And then there's always a coach or an owner that's always a part of it as well, too. Bobby Bethard helped Built four Super Bowl champions in Miami and Washington and made seven trips to the title game during more than three decades as a personnel executive with a sharp eye for talent. And this was coming from statements made by the Post-Gazette. Which one are you most happy to see in, and which one were you surprised did not get in?
Well, I'm glad. I'm very happy for Kramer. Mm-hmm. One of those guys that was growing up. Always to see it. So I'm glad that they finally got a chance to get in there. And then also I'm happy with Urlacher. Just one of those growing up, obviously he's that, you know, the guy in the middle that did everything for those Bears. I mean, like I said, a first round pick out of New Mexico, and obviously he was all over the field. I think he finished probably with 41 sacks.
Uh-huh.
He also could intercept the ball as well. He forced a lot of fumbles. So I was very happy to see another Bear into the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Which one do you think got snubbed?
Probably Ty Law.
Ty Law? Babbitt, your thoughts on the Hall of Fame? Who are you excited to see in? Who you think got snubbed?
Yeah, so I'm glad Urlacher's in. Always liked watching him growing up. And also Randy Moss, too. Big fan of Straight Cash, homie.
Straight Cash, homie.
You know, it was cool to see. The thing that I really liked is they released a couple of like videos of some of the guys reacting to, you know, being accepted or, you know, we're welcoming you to the Hall of Fame, and some of the reactions were really cool to see because, you know, that's what a lot of these guys work for, you know, building these careers, and to see them rewarded like that and be into, you know, an elite company like this, it's pretty cool to see. So, Randy Moss had, you know, a pretty good reaction. Ray Lewis did as well, so it was kind of cool to see that.
Okay, who do you think was the biggest snub that did not get in this year?
Now, was Tony Gonzalez eligible?
Tony Gonzalez is actually eligible next year. Apparently, I jumped the gun on that one.
I wasn't sure. Because, if he was eligible this year, it would definitely be him, because he's one of the greatest tight ends of all time. I'll go with Isaac Bruce. Although I think he'll probably get in next year, because, I mean, this was a pretty stacked class in terms of receivers when you got Randy and T.O. to go up against.
Okay.
So he'll probably have a better shot next year.
Some of the others that didn't make the cut, former cornerback Joe Jacoby, Tony Baselli, Alan Faneca, former Michigan offensive lineman Steve Hutchinson, and Kevin Mowe. Those guys did... They're from the modern era that did not make the cut. I think that as far as the snub, I think Hutchinson is probably, to me, one of the bigger snubs. I think as well, John Lynch as well. I think John Lynch is kind of a big snub. Obviously winning a world championship with Gruden and the Tampa Bay Bucks back in the early 2000s. But as far as like the ones that are in. I did like the Randy Moss exception. I've always kind of been a fan as well of Brian Dawkins as well. I think that one is kind of an under the radar player to get into the Hall of Fame as well. Urlacher, growing up in the Midwest, it was always when it came to anything in the NFC North or the NFC Central or whatnot, and you mentioned Chicago. It's always Brian Urlacher. It's always brought up. So it's good to see him finally get the call. And like I said, it did not look like him with hair on his head. But I think everyone that is in the Hall of Fame, most deserving of it without a doubt. So congratulations to the Hall
of
Fame.
Can I ask you something? Can
sure.
I ask both of you ladies something?
Absolutely, sir.
So there's a guy by the name of Kelvin Johnson you might have heard of.
Possibly.
2007, 2015, your Detroit Lions.
Possibly, yeah.
Is he a Hall of Famer to you guys?
I think in time, I think he will be. I don't think he's going to be a first ballot Hall of Famer. But I think in time, he'll end up being in the Hall of Fame. On top of that, too, I don't think he's actually done playing.
Okay,
Even though he said he's not playing for the Lions... he's still young enough where once his actual contract with the Lions wraps up, I wouldn't be surprised that he ends up getting signed by another team to possibly get that world championship. So I think, I don't think we've seen the end of Calvin Johnson on an NFL football field.
All right, Josh Babbitt, your thoughts.
Daddy Josh. Uncle Jacob.
Yeah, he's definitely not a first ballot in my opinion. I think there's going to be a lot of guys that go before him. I think eventually he does get in. But honestly, playing in Detroit really hurts. And the fact what he played in only a couple, less than a handful of playoff games in his time here, I think if he does come back, I mean, I don't think he will, but if he does come back and he wins a ring, that obviously helps.
Yeah, he only played in one playoff game. That was in 2011, or actually two games completely, but didn't score in the second game. Scored 2011. But I was going to say no. I've thought that for a while now because obviously they were talking about Randy Moss and his Pro Football Hall of Fame. And
as far as him not having a championship ring?
No, he's tied for 34th in career value at 161 by Pro Football Reference. Mm. And I've always thought about that. It's a good indicator. Doesn't mean for sure. But if Kelvin is done, let's say he never comes back.
Okay.
Brandon Marshall, Vincent Jackson, Chris Collinsworth, Sterling Sharp, John Gilliman, Mark Clayton, Lavernius Coles, Herman Moore, Mark Duper. Those are all guys that he's compared with. The only guy that's on that list that is actually in the Pro Football Hall of Fame is Bob Hayes. Other than that, everyone else is not. Blitnikoff is around that area. Andre Reed. So there's a chance, but I think it's going to take some time before Kelvin, if he's done. If he's done, it's going to take some time. Just off the numbers itself, right now in receptions, he's tied for 44th mm-hmm. all time. Let's see. Receiving yards, he's tied for, 29th? No, it's got to be worse than that.
Could be up there. I don't 83 know.
83 touchdowns, tied for 22nd all time mm-hmm. in NFL. So obviously, I just think those career numbers. And yes, he doesn't have that ring, which he would never have. Because he's a Detroit Lion. Go Lions.
For life? For life?
For life.
For life, okay. Maybe. Before we go to break, I kind of want to, because we're going to do winners and losers after this next break.
I've heard of that.
The best segment of the show. Top 25 in college basketball yesterday. Kind of a mess as far as the results.
And what about Blake Griffin, man? Welcome him.
Yeah. We'll talk about Blake Griffin as well, too. But before we get to the Blake Griffin thing, the top 25, forgot to mention this earlier. It's just kind of a mess.
How'd Duke do? They win?
Duke lost.
What?
They lost to a now 12-13 St. John's team on the road, 81-77.
How was St. John's in the Big East before?
They have no wins in the Big East still.
So they have no wins, so they need to go to the ACC because they can win it all.
Apparently, yeah.
Bring it up.
Yep, the Dukies now 19-4, losing 81-77 at MSG. And I'm not talking about the stuff in your Chinese food. Oklahoma State giving Kansas its third loss at home, if I'm not mistaken. Correct, Jacob?
Yes, sir.
84-79, Kansas, they said, I thought I read the stat, that's the most losses at home since 99-2000.
Yeah, that's right.
That's not good.
Who was the coach back then?
I'm assuming it was still the same guy that it is now.
Nope.
Nope, then I don't know.
Because Bill Self was at Illinois, like early 2000s.
Was it Calipari?
No.
No, sir.
Was it Bobby Petino?
No.
Who was the coach at Kansas in 99-2000?
Dude, I don't know!
Biz, I'm looking at you. You're supposed to be my go-to guy on all this stuff.
You got a computer in front of you as well, though.
It shuts down as I'm typing stuff.
Okay.
We need to figure this out. If you know that answer...
Do you got it, Babs?
Yeah, I believe it was
Roy Williams.
Oh, mm-hmm. I was about to Google.
I knew it was one of those coaches.
That was his stop before Carolina.
I was going to go Google Voice and just have it played over the air, but...
I can't do that. My nickname's wrong. Okay. But, yeah, I knew it was one of those old-time coaches. I just couldn't have it until you said it. Roy Williams.
Okay. By the way, their last three coaches,
mm-hmm.
Larry Brown,
mm-hmm.
Roy Williams,
mm-hmm.
Bill Self. That's pretty that's
man, they really went
pretty
down
damn
with Bill
good.
Self.
Yeah, they went downhill there, I guess. Cincinnati, number eight in the nation, went on the road, beat Connecticut 65-57. Texas Tech, number 10, knocks off TCU 83-71.
Good job, Bobby Knight.
Yep.
By the way, do you see that 30 for 30 that's coming out about him?
No, I did not.
Yeah, it looks like some good stuff right there.
I have yet to see the two bills. I haven't seen that.
Yeah, I heard that one was good too.
They had a repeat of it last
night.
They're
all good. They're all good. Right.
They are. Especially the Ric Flair one. Clemson over Wake Forest 75-67. It took an 11th try. but Missouri knocks off Kentucky for the first time in school history.
And that's huge because Missouri had that number one overall recruit. He is out for the year, so that's great for Missouri.
Yep.
By the way, that's, I believe this is the first time that Duke, Kansas, and Kentucky have all lost as a ranked team since like 05.
Wow.
In the same day.
That's interesting.
Right.
And funny.
Funny.
69, nice, to 60. Mentioned earlier, Michigan over Minnesota, 76-73. Press Virginia over Kansas State, 89-51.
Bill Self coaching it up.
Yep, the Huggies. Virginia, low-scoring game, but that's how Virginia plays, 59-44 against Syracuse on the road.
Love that D.
I bet you do. I bet you love.
That iron D.
That iron D. Purdue actually struggled on the road.
Did they lose, though?
They won by two. They escaped Piscataway, New Jersey, 78-76, the final. Rutgers now 12-13, Purdue 23-Deuce.
19 straight wins.
19 straight wins, the largest in the nation, right?
Yes, sir.
There we go. Alabama pulls off the upset after looking like boo-boo against Missouri earlier in the week. 68-50 on the road at Florida. Georgetown almost pulls off the upset at Xavier, 96-91. Xavier escapes, improves to 21-3.
Come on, Ewing.
I know, Patrick Ewing.
No, JR.
That was a great finish in that game, though.
Explain that finish.
Now, Xavier was down four.
Break it down.
Trayvon Blewett hits a three, gets fouled, converts the and one.
He didn't. Wait, Trayvon did what?
Hit a three, was fouled, hit the free throw, OT.
All right, so he didn't blow it.
Yeah. Good stuff.
And then Xavier ends up pulling it off at the end, outscoring 10-5. Tennessee over Ole Miss, 94-61. Tennessee now 17-5. Texas with a dollar sign pulls off the upset against Oklahoma, 79-74.
Straight cash.
Straight cash. Homie Trae Young, 19 points, 14 assists, which is kind of odd because he his assists are really low, if I'm not mistaken.
He doesn't want to share the ball.
Surprisingly, he decided to share the ball yesterday, and it just didn't work out. And the big exclamation point was that Mo Bamba dunk at the end. It was lit.
Mo Bamba.
That's why they're paying him in Texas to do those highlight moves.
Exactly it. North Carolina 96, Pittsburgh 65. The ACC worst, of course, just not doing anything. Michigan State struggled down in Indiana. Indiana almost tied it up to send to overtime. 63-60, the final. Auburn. That's JC's.
That's my school.
That's his other team. Other college basketball team
team.
How can you cheer for Bruce Pearl, by the way?
How can you not? The guy has great time barbecues. Everyone's invited. Bring your family. Bring your recruits.
Yeah.
Let's talk about it.
Auburn over Vandy, 93-81. They improved to 21-2. Do you think that's too low of a ranking, or they deserve to be higher than 11?
They'll be in the top 10 next week.
Well, yeah, I imagine they would. But
I think the parity in basketball right now is just so extreme. Every weekend I feel if we're not talking about it here on the playground, we're talking about it when we're hanging out, after lunch when you guys buy for me.
Yep.
It's my last day. And I feel like that's when we talk about it. Every week, so many top 25 teams lose. And because of that, it's great. It's parity. It makes someone's going to get snubbed for that big dance later on because one of those teams is going to be like, well, we beat this team. And they're like, yeah, but so did everyone else. So Auburn, roll on.
So we're dancing. Is that what you're saying?
We're dancing.
Okay. They've only got a couple of top 25 wins. So, I get why they're only at 11. But still, 21-2, it's pretty impressive, even though Bruce Pearl probably cheated. But
The two guys already suspended off the team. They're still investigating him. So even if he is cheating, he's doing it underneath the law's eyes.
There we go.
What?
St. Mary's, number 13 ranked, knocks off San Diego 65-62 on the road.
Man, that school's down from my house.
St. Mary's?
St. Dons?
Oh, I was going to say
the Dons or the Gales?
I thought those were the San Diego Jim Harbaughs.
I thought it was Belkins.
Oh, I thought they were the Jim Harbaughs anyways. Gonzaga over BYU 68-60. The BYU Steve Young's 18-7.
Jim
Gonzaga.
McMahon's. Gonzaga. Jimmer Fredette's.
Yeah. The Jimmer Fredette's 21-4. Are the Fredette's back?
No, I think Van Noy, they need him back out there.
Okay. Fair enough. And then the last upset, Washington. The Isaiah Thomases The Isaiah Thomas's knock off the Arizona Gronkowski's 78-75 at the buzzer.
That was, yeah. After a guy had gotten blocked, and then the ball went straight to a Washington player for three. It was pretty sweet.
Yeah, nice. It was.
And then we'll wrap this segment up right now with Blake Griffin, obviously now a Detroit Piston. He didn't find out until he actually got onto Twitter, by the way. That's how he found out. Pistons are 2-0 with Blake Griffin. Are we winning the East?
I think it's
Are we winning the Eastern Conference?
I think there's another move to be made, maybe one of these younger guys. But, yeah, I think watch out, Cleveland.
Watch out, Cleveland.
Cleveland's not even the best team in the East, man.
Watch out, Cleveland.
Brutal.
Yeah, speaking of brutal, man, they got demolished by the Rockets last night.
Molly Watt.
Yeah,
it was amazing.
Considering it was a primetime game, yeah, you just lost it. I know that. You clean yourself up during the break. But considering that typically, like, these Saturday night matchups that they have on ABC, they're usually like the big marquee games. You're expecting a closer game or something like that. Someone calling? No. That it was extremely disappointing. 11 points for LeBron James in the game. But going back to Blake Griffin, 2-0 are the Pistons, 16 points last night. He had 25, I believe, in his Pistons debut.
Half game back from Philly for that eighth role, about three games back from the Bucks and the Heat.
Uh-huh.
The Heat is on because I think they lost like 9 in a row, 7 in a row, 9 in a row. And then Blake shows up, they're 3-7 in the last 10. Oh, watch out. I think we're going to at least get the sixth seed now that Blake's in town.
Yeah, I think it was actually close to almost 10, like a 10 game losing streak for the Pistons before that trade went down.
That's why you'd make that trade.
Yeah, so
get
really
Willie Reed in there.
Since that trade announcement, the Pistons have been 3-0, actually.
That's
they beat
true.
Cleveland at home, and they broke Kevin Love's hand.
Right.
They says, get out of here with that Love hand.
Yep, beat the Grizz.
Yep, beat the Grizz. And then they beat the Miami Heat. So, I mean, they're moving up the ladder.
Blazers don't want to see us.
Nope, they don't. They don't want to see us in the finals again, a la 1990-91. Does this, with the trade for Griffin, does this not only just help the team in the short term, but what about the long term? Babbitt?
Well, I think it's definitely given them a boost. So I think short term it's helping them, but I think long term there's still work to be done. I mean, I personally wasn't a huge fan of the trade simply because they gave up so much and really didn't get all that much in return. I mean, obviously you get an all-star and a superstar in Blake Griffin.
Right, that's not enough.
But no, I mean, when you give up Avery Bradley, Tobias Harris,
in his contract year though.
Yeah, true, but you give up, you know, first-round picks and the like, and then you get, you know, a couple of other forwards, and Willie Reed and Bryce Johnson. Like, what? I don't know. It's just not enough for me. Now, mind you, Luke Kennard can kind of step in and play a little bit more, which I've wanted to see all year.
Uh-huh.
He's not playing. He's got a sore toe.
Yeah.
Sore
left toe is why he did not play last night.
Oh, boy.
Well, let me ask you guys this then. Does this help boast the possibility of bringing other high name, you know, high, you know, like, basically, I don't want to say
LeBron.
Franchise. Not LeBron. I mean, like, other high big name, you know, stars, because that seems to be what it's always been the past few years, is that when it comes to the free agency, you always see the big stars go to, you know, make those quote-unquote super teams. But now you've got a big name in Blake Griffin. Will that draw some free agents to possibly come back to Detroit, considering what the last three big stars that came to Detroit were Allen Iverson, who was on the downside of his career, Tracy McGrady, who was also on the downside of his career, and Chris Webber, who was on the downside of his career.
84. I love that jersey. I own that one.
So does this help boost the possibility of bringing some high-name, you know, big-name free agents to the Pistons, Babs?
Yeah, because, I mean, guys are going to want to play with Blake, and guys are going to want to play with Andre.
Okay.
You know, having a front court like that, that's going to attract some interest. And again, I think that's kind of where the league is heading, is towards these super teams and these, you know,
yeah. It hasn't got
super,
there yet.
Yeah, these superstars teaming up to win themselves a ring. I think that's where it's gone to. So I don't know if Detroit will be able to land like a big three, but they've kind of put themselves in a position to do that.
Okay. Jay-Z?
Yeah, I think this is big. They need a point guard. Obviously, you know there's some out there after this year. And so I think if you try to get that fifth seed, try to get a little bit of playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
But obviously, I don't think Reggie's the guy there. I don't think that's a SVG guy. So I think they're going to go out there and look for whatever the biggest point guard is out there. I don't know if it's going to be what's Isaiah Thomas is out there, right?
Possibly.
He's going to be coming back from healthy, so hopefully you'll be able to see that before the end of this year. If not, you're going to have to go out there and maybe make another trade. I think that's why they got some of those other tall guys like Reed, Bryce. You never know, because maybe Drummond was on his way out. But right now, a lot of energy in the team, a lot of energy surrounding the Pistons right now. But really, I think they're a point guard away from being, you know, obviously with Blake, Drummond, they need a point guard to finish that off. And then watch out Kobe.
Watch out, world. All right, we'll take a break when we come back. Best segment of all time. It's Winners, Losers, Playground.